One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello. I'm calling just because I've been listening to your podcast for some time now. What actually got me into it was an incident that can't kind of be ignored in regards to my daughter. Ever since she was little, she always would talk about, I guess, what we thought was imaginary friends. But later on in a few years, as she got older and older, she would continue to see the gray people. She would describe them, even when she was little, that they would run so fast, they would disappear. We always thought those were imaginary friends. But now looking back on it, and then, well, even at the time, I guess I knew that something wasn't right because she got past the age of imaginary friends being normal, and it just became a lot. Lily has all, that's my daughter's name. She's always known things that she probably shouldn't or couldn't really know. They weren't always anything spectacular or extraordinary, but it was just things that Lily would know that, again, she shouldn't. But one day, for some reason, I take my daughter to school every morning before I go on to work, and on the commute to work, or to school, excuse me, one morning she starts talking to me. I think it's a vulnerable space for us, and it kind of leaves everyone open in the car. That's where most of our conversations take place. But she starts talking to me about a woman who reoccurringly appears in her dreams. She's an attractive woman, she says, beautiful woman, blonde. She goes on and describes her and how she's always in the dreams and she's showing her things. And so she continues to tell me this a few times on the car ride to school. And then one day she says, you know, I'm going to ask her what her name is. I'm going to ask her who she is because she keeps showing up. There must be a reason. I feel like there's a reason she keeps showing up. So fast forward maybe a week, and Lily comes, you know, we're on the way to school, and she's like, oh, I asked that girl her name. I said, oh, okay. And so she tells me her name. And I said, oh, okay. Very distinct name. I mean, it was a last name. It was an entire name. And I said, oh, okay, that's odd. And she's like, she says she knows Daddy. And she went to school with Daddy. And she goes on and tells me a few other things, just, you know, tidbits of information. And this woman is deceased. Lily says she's deceased. And she showed her where she kind of passed away, how she passed away, not fully how, but kind of fully how. I don't know how to explain that. But so after I take my girls to school, I immediately call my husband who's at work, and no response. So I text him, and I say, who is da-da-da? And he says, that's the girl Lily says she's been dreaming about. And I said, yeah, I know. She told me her full name. That's so odd. And he said, yeah, I went to school with her. And I said, okay. And he's like, it's so odd. You know, she's been gone for, I would think, several years now. And my husband said, I'm not sure on time, but she's been gone for some time. So I go on and tell him how Lily says she passed away. And, you know, my husband's not sure of the details of how things happened. But he does know it wasn't a car accident. And he's like, maybe I've mentioned this woman's name before. Maybe she's seen it somewhere and her subconscious has kind of stuck out. You know, perhaps we're overlooking something. And I'm like, yeah, but to be so detailed, I mean, the way she described how she passed, I mean, she described to me how it felt, to drive down the road, kind of in a similar situation as to where this woman passed away. I mean, she really couldn't tell me exactly where, but she was like, Mommy, you know how when we go into, and she told me a descriptive place, basically when we merge off of an exit or on an interstate, it was similar to that feeling. Lily said when I was in the car with her, it was similar to that. This woman apparently had made some poor choices. There was no one else involved. Lily said the road was wet, and this woman simply lost control. She didn't die there. She did die shortly after, and Lily goes on to describe kind of how things taken place at the hospital and how her family thought she was still alive, and she heard everything they said, but she wasn't really there. So, you know, these things continue to go on, you know. Lily starts coming to me, talking to me about this rapper is going to die, or the Kobe Bryant situation. Lily described that. She depicted that. We were talking about actually taking a flight and traveling for vacation, and my oldest daughter, for some reason, has had a little bit of a fear of flying lately. So Lily had pulled me to the side and said, you know, that's going to be magnified. And I was like, what? She's like, her fear of flying is going to be magnified soon. I can't tell you. I can't tell you exactly who it is or what it is, but I know he's a famous basketball player, and there'll be an accident, and it'll be a crash. So I immediately thought car. But then I thought, well, how does that make sense with the airplane? And then Lily had told me sometime after that the NBA would shut down in the future. And I thought, when she told me that, I thought, well, is that because of that the gentleman, the famous NBA player's death? I thought that was odd, but now looking back, that was really COVID-related, I guess. Lily does tell me that there's some things that she cannot tell me that doesn't help me just because that I would want to change it or fix it, so to speak. And Lily's like, that's not how these things work. You don't get to change it and do it. What you fix, and you know, some things have to happen. There's just been a bevy of things since her meeting this particular person that have taken place. You know, Lily will say that there's a number specifically in her head and it's related to this person. And I have since, I work with the public, I work with a billing and a facility. So I actually met her father, and when I met her father, I knew immediately who he was. So I started looking at this woman online. One of her social media accounts was still active. So I started looking into some things, and I told him what happened. I felt like I should. For some reason, I had recently, you know, during all this time, I had lost my brother and my father and my father-in-law and my grandmother-in-law, so to speak, within, you know, an eight-month time frame. And I thought, you know, if that were one of them, I would want to know. So I did go. Of course, I discussed this with my daughter. And, you know, she's just 11. I know this is a lot for her. It's just a tremendous situation for anyone of any age, but especially 11-year-old, that she handles it so maturely. And some of the things she says is just, it's odd. It's just very odd. But so I spoke with him, and I spoke with her mother, and I've visited and talked to them numerous times. One of the numbers that had popped into Lily's head was 1203, which, you know, knowing us and my family, we would say 1203. So when Lily said 1203, I said, you know, maybe it's a date. And she's like, no, you're going to have to tell somebody. I think it's a message for someone. I don't know. So I went to her mother and we discussed 1203, and her mother said, oh, that was her time of death. That was hard for me to hear for some reason. I mean, I know she's deceased, but I knew I would have to go back and tell Lily that, I don't know, that was just very, I know as odd as that sounds, that was very difficult for me to have to tell Lily, but I did. It took me a few days to build up courage. And when I told Lily, she was like, she felt unconvinced. And so when I said to her, you know, and she's like, well, maybe that is it. And I'm like, you don't think it's it? And she's like, not really. So her father then came to me a few days later. Her mother and father are separated. Her father came to me a few days later, and he said that 1203, you know, might have been her time of death. You know, they weren't really sure on that. He said, but I know what that 1203 is. And I said, okay. And he said, that 1203, he said, she set up my email a long time ago, and she set it up with his name, and then 1203. And he said, every time I use a pen, a four-digit number of any sort, or any pen, he said, I always use 1203. And he said, she knew that. She's the one who helped me. I don't know if it was a date between them that was something specific, or I'm not sure. And he said, but he said, when I think 1203, I immediately think, you know, some of the things that she helped me set up and the security features of it. So when I went back to Lily and I said, I spoke with her father today, in regards to the 1203. And she said, okay. And I said, you know, he thinks that. And he said, but before I could even tell her, she was like, I do think it was more for somebody who needed to hear it. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, I feel like that some people, you know, have a hard time understanding these things. And I don't want anybody to think I'm crazy or lying. She said, and I think someone needed, that was something to tell somebody so they would know, hey, this is me. This is who is talking to Lily. This is really me. This is more of a claiming and validating. Validity. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. And because Lily was like, you know, saying that I am for sure, letting them know, hey, you don't believe all this. You kind of feel it to be true. Some of this stuff can't be denied, but this is proof to you. This is, and I said, and so when I told her what her father had said, Lily said, that makes sense. That was for him then, because that's how I'm feeling. That's how she's making me feel. And, you know, since there have been numerous things that Lily has told me that, you know, that's just really blown my mind. But it's now become, you know, she says now that this woman is not only in her dream, she can talk to her. She said, Mama, sometimes I'll just hear, you know, her speaking to me. She said, I hear her voice in my head and she'll be saying something. And she, for instance, one night she woke Lily up and she kept telling Lily, you got to get up, you got to get up, you got to get up. And so Lily said, I got up. And then she said, I stayed up for a while. And she said that she was like, okay, you can go back to bed now. And so, you know, it's not just limited to the dreams now. I guess maybe it's a more powerful connection.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.